Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Borzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
And I'm Tyson Deskins.
And I'm Sean Webb with Athletic Motion Golf.
So today we're going to talk about an app that you guys are partnered with people on to create, right? What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called the Swing Coach app. It's in the App Store now. It's been available for, I think, probably 6 months now, and it just keeps going through kind of different iterations, making it more accurate.
Yeah, so what's it do?
Well, so you set it up. Right now, it's, we'll talk about the other view in a minute, but right now, the down-the-line view is the view that's available. You set it up, you know, about 8 feet away, just like you normally would if you're filming your swing. Good, you need a good camera angle, kind of through the hands. And the cool thing about the app is it'll tell you when you're not in the right place or when you're in the right place. So that was the first hurdle when we decided to create an app with Briscoe, who's the developer. We said the first thing it needs to do is make sure people are standing in the right place.
Smart.
So yeah, once you do that, you take a swing. And then depending on which parameters you've chosen to get feedback on, whether it's club head path, hand path, the hip motion, knees,
your head, shoulder plane,
your head, the spine, shoulder plane, yep, flying elbow, trail elbow. Depending on which ones you've selected, it'll give you feedback on a 1 to 10 scale. And it's just an arbitrary scale, 1, 0.
And really kind of negative 10 to positive 10, right? Because you can be shallow, yeah, or steep. So 20 degrees of range of,
exactly,
feedback.
So let's say for your takeaway, for example, if you take it what we consider way inside, almost going off the camera, that would be inside by 10 for the takeaway. And then if you were outside, you know, more than like Kenny Perry or Freddie Couples or way outside, it would give you
Matt Wolf,
outside by 10. The other part of this thing that was pretty cool is it also gives you a swing report. It pulls up all the parameters and tells you where you are, what you need to work on first. So that was the first iteration. After that, we decided we wanted to have some in-app coaching. So what it will do, once you make your first swing, it'll take your worst swing fall, and then a little video of myself will pop up in the right corner of the screen. And if you tap on it, it'll give you some feedback and some coaching based on what you did. So sticking to this inside takeaway, hey, your takeaway was too far inside. Many times it's caused by a poor setup or just poor concept of what the wrists do. Here's a drill you can try instead. Go to work on that until you get the good swing feedback. And it will say good swing if you're within like the recommended range. So that is basically the Swing Coach app in a nutshell. You use it while wearing your earbuds so you don't have to keep going back and looking at your swing.
Yeah.
So it's instant feedback while you're doing it, which we've found you can make some really big changes quickly when that, you know, after every swing, you've got someone there telling you if you're on the rails or off the rails.
Yeah, and that's, I would say, Sean, I think it's an awesome app. I think you guys have done a great job with it. The videos that you've shot, I'm sure you guys have put a lot of work in, man. Well, I think one of the things that I like about it, to your point, is just how easy it is to use it. Like you said, you can stand there and you can hit 4 or 5 shots and you don't even have to go back to your phone. You know, it's giving you that auditory feedback. I'm sort of the guy that'll take it a little bit inside. I'll have a 2 on the inside takeaway. Then I get a little steep. So I can sit there and feel the opposite, feel like I'm taking it. I probably feel like I'm Matt Wolf, right? And then I'm right in the parameters. You know what I mean? And it's so easy to use.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's funny that I think it is the inside takeaway where at one point you're like, all right, I want you to feel like you're having an outside takeaway. And then it's great because then it gives you like, oh, outside by 2, outside by 3. And you're like, oh man, that feels so extreme to me, but that helps you have a feel then. So when you go golfing, all of a sudden it's like, okay, now you're only inside by 1 instead of 4 or 5.
For sure.
Yeah. And you know, part of the really good thing about that is, you know, your feels change day to day. So I'll use it before I warm up, and like, oh man, I know I got to feel more out today. And, you know, the feels are kind of ever changing. The more you play golf, you realize that. And the interesting part about this app that I didn't think of until we started using it a lot, I find myself using it a lot on the golf course. You know, if I'm just out, you know, I play a lot of 9 holes in the afternoons. Just, you know, I hit balls. We have a studio here down the street. So I'll go in there, work on my swing, hit balls. I feel like I got it dialed in pretty good. You know, I got my Swing Coach app telling me where I need to be. I got my TrackMan numbers running. I got everything's going good. I'll get on the golf course on the first tee or on the, you know, whatever hole I set it up on. And I'm like, oh my God, this doesn't even look like me anymore. So it really gets you in the mindset of, okay, on the golf course, under the gun, you really have to maybe even go more extreme on some of these fields to start baking them in to when it counts, right? When the flag is up, because, you know, a lot of us can do it in the studio with square walls and two video cameras and all that, but
indoor outdoor transfer disorder.
Exactly. I mean, you got wind off the right and the pins tucked and then the bunker, and then, you know, you're having to make a swing and you got $20 on the hole or something. That's a different swing that comes out a lot of times. So that's been really good for me that way. Mike and I use it a lot on the course.
Yeah. Unlike our gears that only records 2 seconds, which kills me because I love to have people take like a 4 second swing. Yeah. I've made like 6 or 7 second swings on the Swing Coach app and it still just kind of does what it does. So I can make a really slow swing and exaggerate everything that I'm trying to do, and it doesn't just bail and say, oh, you're not making a golf swing. It still just tracks everything and says, oh, you're inside by, or you're shallow by 7. I'm like, cool, I can overdo that.
Right.
Mike has a funny line about gears that said, if you think you're trying to get better, it will crash.
Right. Yeah, like 2.1 seconds and it crashes, right? It's like, it's just,
oh, this guy's trying to make a slow swing. That's
Right, yeah.
Hold on, buddy. Let's hold on.
Let's go back to full speed here.
Right. Well, that's from when computers were 10 years ago. I've asked Chance and Mike to, you know, expand that. Let me change that to 4 seconds or something. But anyway, we're here to talk about your app. And
yeah,
again,
we love
to your credit, too. Right? It lets you make a 7 second swing and it still just tracks everything.
Yeah, it's so good for practice.
So that's great because you could do slow swings with foam balls like we like on this podcast. It tracks everything and says, yes, you over exaggerated what you're trying to do by a lot.
Well, and I think that's such a great point too, Sean, like taking it to the course. Right. And everybody's recording their swings in the course anyways. You know, why not actually get some really good feedback while you're out on the course? Right. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an underrated feature I never thought much about until I started doing it. So it's been great that way.
Would you agree too? I think there's probably been some other things that have come about that you never thought of. Would you agree? Like, this thing's just going to keep getting better. The more you use it and the more people use it, it's just going to keep getting better.
It is. And I have a version of the face on feedback now.
Yep.
You guys will be getting it here pretty soon. You might have it already.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be a game changer as well. When we first launched it, you know, we were like, let's start with down the line. And it, you know, people were really like that. But I had no idea how many people are waiting until the face on is in there, which is a good sign because, you know, a lot of times I'm, you know, we do online lessons for people and they'll send me a down the line. I'm like, well, where's a face on? They're like, well, why do you need a face on? I'm over the top.
Yep.
I'm like, this is why you're over the top. You don't understand that what you're doing face on is affecting the down the line swing. And the funny part about this is I was in one of the teacher forums this summer. I was up in Maine doing something. I just logged into Facebook and there's a teacher in there posting his swing down the line. He's like, what do I need to work on? I'm thinking, I said, where's the face on? He goes, why do you need a face on? So I'm thinking to myself, if I have to tell you as a golf instructor why you need to see the face on video to figure out what's going on with your down the line swing, we've lost the plot here somewhere. But yeah, long story short, face on is alive and well in there. People have been asking for it forever and ever, and it's finally in there. It's going to give sway slide of the upper and lower body. It's going to give you your lag angle, length of hand path on the backswing. I think eventually ball positions. I like stance width and some things
move
in there.
More forward.
Yeah, more forward. head motion.
Too much wrist hinge where almost of, the hands
yeah,
open up.
Too and, much.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a release angle, which I thought was good. Like, you know, everybody's trying to get their hands super deep and super laggy. There'll be an acceptable window based on some of the tour ranges.
Ooh, where like
people
that.
Could be like, oh, okay. You know, I don't have to have maximum trigger delay here to make a good shot. To hit a good shot, which is going to be really good as well. And the bad news, this is going to upset a lot of people, but this is where we're at right now. And I'm not saying that this is forever, but the cameras in the Android cannot support the app. We hired a really super duper smart developer that's like an Android developer, and he got in there and dug in there for about 2 weeks. He's like, guys, I don't think this is going to work. He basically said, what he thinks would happen is the app would crash to the point that the reviews would be so bad coming in that it wouldn't be worth it even for the brand. So we're going to pump the brakes on the Android for now and focus on opening up other countries. There have been a million text requests for all the other countries in the world, and we're working on that as well. You're just going to have to get yourself an iPhone.
Yeah, and you can get an old iPhone and just use it for just this app. You could buy an old one and use it without cell service and do that.
Just use it for the app.
Right.
I tell people all the time, just go buy an iPhone. That I forget which model supports it, the lowest one, but... I mean, people are spending money on other stuff that doesn't no good. So
yeah,
spend some money.
Well, the reason the iPhone is the most popular camera in the world, you know, yeah, Apple's put a lot of money and a lot of time and stuff into really good cameras on iPhones. What would you say to people that say that this is making everyone have the same swing, right? Because you got a window, right? Yeah. And you got zero, and zero is perfect. What would you say?
I tell people don't try to chase the zeros. Didn't mean to cut you off. I'd tell them, you know, you might find that you swing the best with the club a little bit outside or the hand path a little more outside on the takeaway because you're trying to hit a draw and you want to kind of drop your hands under a little bit. You know, we don't say right from wrong. We just report the number. You know, if you get too far outside the range, you know, like we always see, there's... Like with hip slide, let's say with gears, there's no tour players with zero hip slide in the downswing. So we can throw that out. So there's certain things that golfers do that are going to make it hard to play good golf. So we just say, let's try to stay somewhat within the parameters. And if you happen to be outside of them a little bit here and there, but you're playing good golf, maybe that's your golf swing.
Yeah, I have.
And you run with it.
I have one senior golfer that's using it and he has some... you know, limitations. And I'm like, hey, it's totally fine. Your head's going to come up as long as it come up above 6. If you can keep your head underneath that, perfect. Awesome. And so he just sets that to that. And he's like, making sure that he stays underneath that. Awesome. Great goal for him.
You know, I love it. And it keeps people from beating balls. You know, they have a plan for the day. You know, you send them off, hey, you know, work on your hand path halfway back and make sure it's not too far behind your body. And that's something they can go work on. And they feel like they're getting better when they go to the range instead of just, you know how it is. You know, we always say the golfers that go to the range, they're just reacting to the last ball.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, ball went right, close the face. Oh, ball went left, aim more right. ball goes low, keep my weight back more. It's that hamster wheel like we always talk about. You're working hard, but you're not going anywhere.
Well, and would you guys agree? I think that's a good point that Jason makes and you said there, Sean. That's where AI is not going to completely replace a coach, because if people are out there using AI and they're just trying to have perfect numbers, they're probably not going to perform as best as they could. Some people need to be a little outside some of those parameters.
Absolutely. And you know, you could look at this both ways, right? You could say, well, this is going to take revenue away from coaches, but you know, it may have somewhat the opposite effect where more people get interested in working on their swing and they might go seek out a golf coach. And you know, there's thought process, we may have coaches inside the app that you can click on for an online lesson, and this could go anywhere. This is only six
right,
months old,
right?
And we've already I don't know the exact number of downloads, I'll find out, but it's pretty incredible what this thing has done so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the feedback we've gotten is amazing.
We had Dr. Raymond Pryor on a bit ago, and I think in the after show when we were just talking to him, we talked about how, it was a little bit in the show too, but we talked about how golfers should make small mistakes. So like make a swing where you're slightly, if you're working on, you're too steep, make a swing where you're slightly less steep, make a swing where you're a little too shallow, make a swing where you're a little too steep again, make a swing where you're a little too shallow. That way you can kind of hone in on where the right amount is. And by having those numbers, you don't want to, like you said, chase zeros all the time. And what we can do as coaches is if we have students that have the app, we can say, okay, here's what you need to do to work on in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks before I see you again. I want to see a bunch of swings where it's a little too shallow. I want to see you exaggerating a little too much. Maybe give me a shallow by 5 and then a shallow by 2 and play around in that area. Occasionally make one that's a little too steep. Focus on just that parameter. Don't worry about the other stuff for now. We'll prioritize later. Reprioritize or something, but just focus on that. Coaches, I think, can give their students kind of homework to do in the app. Say, turn off everything except these two things at these two checkpoints and just look at that.
Oh, it's great for sending people home to do homework. And it, you know, you always, the real work is in between the lessons. And I think, you know, you have to educate the students that like, hey, this lesson, it's great that you're taking a lesson, but the improvement happens in between the lessons. And the problem with between the lessons, I stay up at night worrying about you because I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. I told you this, you heard half of it, and then the other half you made up. So whatever you're going to work on in the next 2 weeks, it would be nice if I could send you with this app so that I know what you're working on, and you can, you know, you can send me the swings, you can screenshot them to me to keep you accountable. But like Eric said, hey, you're steep by 8 right now. Play around with trying to get a little bit, you know, shallow by 2. Try to move it way on the other
side. It's going to feel crazy. It's going to feel nuts, right?
Yeah. It's going to feel crazy, but the next day it won't feel so crazy. And the next day it won't feel so crazy. And that's always the talk. I think the better you get, you know, as coaches, you're better at the education part of, you know, explaining to people, you know, if you're making a big change, you probably aren't going to play really good in your money game tomorrow. If this is what you want to do, you got to kind of accept that these changes take time, and you may regress a little bit before you get better. To your point, Eric, it does give a great way for people to, between lessons, we don't have to worry about them anymore. We know they're working on something that's going to move the needle in the right direction.
Yeah. And I think you also can tell them what to expect. You know, when you're making this shallow move, you know, don't be surprised if your low point moves back a little bit at first, right? You can give them some expectations on, if you're actually doing this, I would expect to see some of these sort of other things start to spit out. And you're giving them a little bit of freedom to not be perfect,
to make mistakes.
That's right. You're giving them that freedom.
It's funny you say that. I get a chance. I've been teaching Grant Hill for probably 3 years now. And he went from I wish I had the app back then. He uses it every day now. But he went from way steep over the top, you know, really lean left. And, you know, the first thing is like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to not swing so steep, but you're going to hit the ball to the right so far for like a few weeks here, maybe less, if you can learn this release. And you nailed it. I think, again, you know, this turns more like coaching education. It's like, hey, you're going to hit the ball way to the right for a while. But
yeah,
I'm going to teach you this release, and you might shank it a little bit, but let's hang in there. Let's hang in there long enough for us to hit our first draw. And let me tell you, when you hit that first draw, you're never going to look back. And that was the case with him. And we've all done it, right? Get someone from a slice to a draw, and it changed your whole life. So
yeah, like
good point.
In person today, where he's hitting balls, I'm like, all right, I'm just like, turn off the projector, hit a ball into that corner of the screen there. He's like, well, how do I know where it goes? I'm like, if you hit the corner of the screen, and then I'll show you what your swing looks like. You know what I mean? Like, just remove some of that pressure. Just hit some out there. And he's like, okay. I show it to him, and he's like, that's what that looks like. I'm like, yeah, how's that feel? He's like, feels like I'm going to put a ball on the right side of your, into the right side of your wall. I'm like, hey, there's your feel. I'm going to turn the projector back on. He hits it out there. Instead of being 7 out to in, he's 3 into out.
Yep.
And I'm like, there you go.
That's awesome. And that's good coaching. And I'll even now still hit balls left-handed quite a bit when I'm in the studio. And I'm trying to get my left-handed swing to where I can hit a nice tight draw. So it feels so bad that it gets me back in the mode of like the student. What are they going through? Man, it feels so awkward. If I make my backswing left-handed, and if I'm trying to, my left-handed backswing is horrid. I like set my arms in my, everything I get on everybody about, I'm doing it. So
I think there's this app that you can use that would.
I heard it's pretty good.
I think it works for lefties too.
Yeah. So I can hit the ball okay, but I hate how it looks. So it puts me back in that, you know, student mode, and we forget how hard it is
for sure
for them to let go of what they're doing and make the change. But this swing coach app, again, is just the amount of feedback we're getting. And I think this is the direction things are going with AI, and we're just trying to get ahead of it and do it in a way that is not so complicated. You know, when we started talking about this app, we didn't want to make it, hey, you had 31 degrees of hip rotation halfway back. It's just, sometimes it's too much. And we try to steer far away from that. When we first started talking about it, I said, what would it be like if I was standing back there and Eric was hitting balls? And I said, you know what, Eric, that was just a little too far inside. You know, try to feel a little more out. And when I came up with that thought process, and Mike and I started saying, it needs to be like your coach standing there with you saying, nah, that's a little inside again. Really?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you got to be more out.
It's almost like,
damn, I'm feeling like I'm way
really
out there.
Cold. No, you're warmer. You're warmer. Oh, you're hot. You're hot. You're on fire. You're on fire. There you go.
And we said, you know, I think for the not just the average golfer, but for golfers in general, it's probably a better way to learn.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we turned on the address position from down the line, and it's a game changer. because I think this is the type of feedback that a tour player could use before he goes and plays.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, they're not going to change much in their swing, but you know as well as I do, your knees can get overbent, your pelvis can get flat at address, and then you start turning flat, and that changes the plane of the backswing, and then it clubs cross the line a little. That's a different golf swing. And, you know, if you can get some of these guys using it, I think it'll not only help them, it'll help this thing get out to the masses. Because, you know, as soon as a tour player starts using it and he mentions it,
yeah,
or he's just seen using it, you can't pay for that kind of market. And that's usually when a product will kind of do the hockey stick. So we're hoping for that.
Is there anything in the works, if you're allowed to say, of a like preset where it's like, okay, for me, I like to be set up with the handle higher, or, you know, like to change anything like that? Or is that, would it just be like,
not right now, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't be more like a custom setting for a dress.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea. I'll take it to Briscoe, because it would be really cool. Like, hey, let me set this at a dress so it gives a good feedback when I'm in my position.
Yeah, exactly.
That,
yeah,
I want to be in. That's a good idea. There's probably endless things we could do. We've been trying to like cherry pick the ones that move the needle the most, and the face on was next. So, but yeah, I think after the face on, we'll start doing some of these smaller tweaks, just like you said. I had a couple ideas the other day that I think will be pretty cool. We're just going to keep trying to add things. And I think even we've talked ball speed and some club head speed stuff eventually. And Briscoe is working on a whole bunch of things with it. So we hope it's like the all-inclusive type app to get better.
Well, I think it's a great app. I think you guys have done a great job to, you know, again, it's going to continue to advance and grow. Congratulations to you guys. I think every golfer out there should go and download this app for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, it's in the App Store, Swing Coach app. You can even go on our website and get a 2-week free
link. And that link will be in the show notes and stuff, and so they can click on that on the podcast too.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, you'll get 2 weeks for free to try it out. You're going to be so hooked that you'll sign up. It's right now $15 a month or $150 for an entire year. You really can't beat it. I think it's probably the best value in golf as far as instruction-based.
Well, Sean, thanks for coming on, man. I truly appreciate it. Good luck to you guys. Great work. For everybody listening, go look at it in the App Store. Make sure you subscribe and share this episode with all your golf buddies.
And you can find all our episodes on thespinaxis.com, and you can find us on all social medias at thespinaxis.
Take care.